Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at healing for the whole body, mind, and soul. And we saw and we started looking at the fiery serpent, how Moses had to lift up a serpent on a pole in the image of the coming Christ to be lifted up on the pole, which was superimposed on that pole when he was on the cross, taking all of the curse out of our lives. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday. God bless you.
We saw the serpent, the curse. We saw Jesus on the cross, superimposed. Now, Galatians 2:20 says, I've been crucified together with Christ Jesus. Hello. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that lives in me. And the life I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me, right? But I've been crucified together with Christ Jesus. So here's the curse. Here's Jesus nullifying the curse. Here you are with Christ to a nullified curse, being crucified with him. The curse that lingered in your life has been taken care of. That means sickness, and disease is blown out of your life. Amen. And so think about it once again. Look at the serpent in the wilderness. Christ hadn't come yet. Look at the serpent in the wilderness. We don't have the high priest ready to go in to offer the sacrifice right now for the blood of a spotless lamb for the sins of Israel for a whole year. We're not in that position today. We're in the wilderness being bit by snakes. Look at the serpent on the cross, a type and shadow of Christ, and your sins were forgiven you. In the old covenant, by looking at a type and shadow of Jesus, and then Jesus gets crucified on the cross, boom, and he kills the curse, and then you crucified with Christ, boom, the curse in your life is killed. Superimpose your life on the cross, because you were crucified with him. Paul got that revelation. Oh, isn't that powerful? I'm excited. Provision was made for all, but they had to look. You have to accept and look at Christ and the finished work of the cross. You've got to keep your focus on him. Lord, if that be you, said Peter in the boat with the other 11 disciples, Lord, if that's you walking on the water, not a ghost, call me to come to you. And all Jesus said was, come. And he walked on the water. You got to look at Jesus. As soon as he stopped looking at Jesus, he went down. You got to look to Jesus. And don't stop looking. Seek ye the kingdom of God first and his righteousness. Oh, Jesus. And all those things will be added unto you. Amen? So, out in the wilderness, they had to see their tormentor stifled and lifted out of the way on a pole. They had to see it. They had to see him lifted up. They had to see the serpent on the pole. They had to look at it in order for the snake bite and the snakes to stop biting and the poison to be nullified. Oh, Jesus did it. In the same way, we have to look and behold our sin and sickness taken out of the way and nailed to the cross. My sin and your sin and my sickness and your sickness was taken out of the way when Jesus was nailed on the cross, nullified the curse, and we were crucified with Christ. Sin, sickness, nullified, gone. No longer have you captive. No longer can dictate the terms of your health. No, not the curse, not sickness, only the Word of God. Whew. So now, In the same way, we have to look and behold our sin, sickness taken out of the way and nailed to the cross. Colossians 2, turn to Colossians 2, and we're looking at verse 13. Colossians 2, 13, out of the Voice translation, listen to this. And when your flesh was still uncircumcised, dead in transgression and swathed in its sinful nature, washed in sin, sinful, uncircumcised, heathenistic, terrible, sinful nature. It was God, lest ye forget, it was God who brought us to life with him. With who? With Christ. With him. Forgave all our sins. And verse 14, eliminated the massive debt we incurred by the law that stood against us. Man, the bondage against us. He, Jesus, took it all away. Now watch it. He nailed it to the cross. But that's not all. Verse 15, he disarmed those who once ruled over us. Those who had overpowered us, like captives of war, he put them on display to the world to show his victory over them by means of the cross. Oh, my Lord, my Jesus, my King, my Savior. Can you see that? By means of the cross, and I was crucified with him, he took all of the handwriting that was against me, that was contrary to me, my sin nature, my sick nature, my brainless nature. He took it all out of the way, defeated, destroyed the curse, and he eliminated the debt. Listen here. Listen what he says here. Where was that? He said here, he disarmed those who once ruled over us, those who had overpowered us. Sickness overpowered us. The devil overpowered us. The curse overpowered us. But God said, no, I am taking it back. I am giving them life, and I'm giving to them more abundantly because I love them. I care for them. Amen. Now listen, we just read Colossians 2:13. You all know that. Flip back one chapter exactly. Go back to Colossians 1:13, exactly one chapter behind. Now watch here. God has delivered us from the power. Everyone say power. Put your hand on your heart. Say, I've been delivered from the power of darkness, and I have been transferred and conveyed into the kingdom of the Son of his love. That's what Colossians 1:13 tells you. It says he has delivered us from the power of darkness, transferred and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. What kingdom is that? That is the all-conquering, eternal God kingdom. The kingdom from where you represent, from who you are an ambassador for. I represent, you represent, if you're a child of God, the kingdom of God. And that's why he says, this is the heavenly kingdom of God. He says, pray this way. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in the kingdom of heaven. Yeah, that's the will of God for you. To live with a kingdom mentality where no curse can attack your life. Oh, Jesus, come on. Come on, you better hallelujah, Deborah, everyone else. You need to Larry, amen, hallelujah to God. It's all the finished work of God. The eternal kingdom, which is not limited by space, by time, or by matter. It's not limited by anything. Only the power of God propels it, and he propels it into your life by the power of the Holy Ghost in you. Woo! Can you say amen? This is powerful, powerful stuff. It says, blotting out in Colossians 2:13, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, that was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And then he tells us he's transferred us from the power of darkness. Oh, my God. Whew. Now, just as forgiveness is based only, no other way, forgiveness of sin is based only on what Jesus did. Only on what Jesus did. The blood of the Lamb, the finished work of the cross, that's the only way forgiveness comes into a child of God or into an unsaved person. Only by Jesus washing clean. But so is healing received the same way. Only through Christ. Only through Jesus. Your sins are forgiven. Only through Jesus, your healing is available. Only through Jesus, your peace. Only through Jesus, the curse is gone. Only through Jesus, you can walk in joy. And oh, God, help us. Let us get revelation today and illumination of the mighty finished work of the cross. And we can do nothing. Listen, you cannot do anything to earn forgiveness. But you have to look to Jesus to get forgiven. And in the same way, you can do nothing to earn healing. But you've got to look to Jesus to get healing. What's the difference? It's not a big deal. If you can be saved, you better get healed. Oh, hallelujah. I have been. Put your hand on your heart. Everyone, put your hand on your heart and say these words after me. Say, I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. Galatians 3:13 made that promise. Because Christ took the curse, became the curse, then I don't have to operate under the curse. I'm redeemed from that curse. And all the evil in the curse, I'm redeemed from. All the power of the curse has no longer got any hold over my life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now you need to consider your verdict. Is Pastor just excited today? Is Pastor just on a trip today? Or is this the word of the living God, which is unstoppable, which cannot be a lie, which cannot return without producing results?
Thank you for joining us today. I just want to make available to all who are listening right now that every Thursday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., we have Healing Academy take place. These inserts were taken from that Healing Academy. You can watch it every Thursday morning live online on our webpage, which is traditionworshipcenter.com, or on YouTube as Tradition Worship Center, or Facebook, Tradition Worship Center. You can join us online, and you can even ask questions in the sidebar, and I will answer those questions as we go. Join hundreds of other people that are watching with us, and you too can learn and get established in healing facts. Healing and health does belong to the children of God. It was proven in the covenant what Jesus did on his back, and when he healed the woman who had been bowed over for 18 years with the spirit of infirmity, he said, this woman being a daughter of Abraham, she has a legal right because of the covenant to get health and healed. And he healed her right there. He told a woman, stand straight. She stood straight. It was through the covenant. You can learn your covenant rights and you can walk in divine health all of the days of your life, and you can get sickness and disease eliminated out of your life, even if it's been there for years. So join us Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. on traditionworshipcenter.com or YouTube or Facebook. God bless you. We love you, and thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads